The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Hey, good timing, President Biden. It's a good time to head over to the Middle East and get out of the fray here in the United States of America a little bit, right? Since the Consumer Price Index broke this morning at 9.1%, higher than they were expecting, higher than just about anybody was expecting, continuing this downfall of the economy under the Biden administration. So that's the deal when you want the big picture, you want the big job, you want the big title. All this stuff ends up on your head. So there's a lot to talk about. We're halfway through the year, believe it or not. That's a shocker in and of itself. So today we'll make up for a little lost time. David Fisher, our good friend from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com, has been doing some traveling. I've been doing some traveling, so we're going to try to make up for that today. David, how are you, buddy? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. I think President Biden should be not in Saudi Arabia begging for more oil. He should be in America's heartland opening up oil and fracking, and we wouldn't have any of these problems. So, but anyway, that's a side note. That's politics.
Yeah, pretty remarkable to see what's going on there. I hope you guys had a good break. I know you were doing some traveling. We were doing some traveling. How's your summer going?
I got to see my mom. I haven't seen her in 7 years. And unfortunately, we had to travel through a decaying city called Seattle, where I grew up in north of Seattle, where my mom lives, on the farm. So, but the city, what a difference. Wow, I don't want to say it's always liberals, but it's a liberal environment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The city's decayed. But the good note was, I also went to San Francisco for a couple of days, the same environment, decaying city.
Yeah.
But the best part, I got to see my mom, hug on her, love on her, prayed for her, and going to get me all choked up now. Saw my all my brothers and sisters. There's six of us except for one I didn't get to see. Couldn't make it out there short notice, but so it was a great time.
Well, that's a sweet blessing. I was out in the mountains of North Carolina just this past weekend with my three siblings and just about all the grandkids. We were doing a final memorial for my mother, who passed back in January, out in the mountains, which if you're going to stick a pin in the map of the United States, because we've lived in 8 states and plus at this point, this Lake Lure, North Carolina, out Chimney Rock, out in the western part of the state, beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains out there. That's the spot. So for all of us to be there with our own kids and looking back on my mother's life, and but we've got 50 plus years of legacy, Noble family legacy at that lake. So those can be very, very meaningful times, and a lot to reflect on and consider. And as we move forward and trying to keep things in an eternal perspective, but it sounds like we both had a pretty rich time, and that's a great blessing.
Yeah, it was, and you know, thank the listeners. They understand the compassion we have for honoring our parents, and
yeah.
I know they feel the same thing. But it's sure good to be back in the saddle with you today. Thank you for the honor of allowing me to be on your program.
Of course, and appreciate your time today and us being able to do the full show. There's a lot. Can't believe we're halfway through the year, so we've got kind of a market update. There's a lot of things to look at. Disturbing, concerning. Just kind of a train wreck in slow motion, but it seems to be speeding up. There's a lot to go over here, so I guess let's just we can just start with the markets, the first half of the year, and a bunch of red numbers, really.
Yeah, the only number that's in green is the dollar, but the red numbers, let's start there. First of all, with the S&P, every sector of the S&P has fallen the first half of the year, except for energy. It went up. But it also went down in June because oil went down. Bonds got totally crushed the first half of the year. Cryptos, same category. I'm not going to go through all of that, but Bitcoin's down 58% year to date.
Man.
Just totally hammered. So those, and I'm not anti-crypto, so don't send me emails, but those that, you know, bought cryptos with the anticipations to hedge against inflation, the diversified tool, it didn't do that.
So and S&P on that halfway through the year, the S&P down total of what, about 20%?
Just shy of it, yeah, 19.9%, call it 20.
Boom.
The Dow almost 15%, the NASDAQ 28%.
Ouch, man.
The dollar, talk about in the green, the dollar's up 12.7% year to date. So let's put this into perspective, the significance. I've been doing this 28 years. I've never seen the dollar move more than 10% in a full year upward.
Wow.
It's moved 12.7% in 6 months. So gold is on the other side, as you say, the teeter-totter, the scales. Gold should be down 40% in a 12.5%, maybe 50%, with the dollar going up 12.7%. That's just that's a huge move. You know, a 3% move in a currency is normal. This is four times more than almost, you know, close to five times getting there, more than normal. So gold only down 5% year to date tells you how strong gold is in massive headwinds with the dollar going down as much as it is. I think the change is coming for the dollar, because everything that we're going to talk about will show that. So it ran in a cycle, but the economy's not doing well. The IMF just slashed the outlook. Last month they slashed it to the growth falling to 2.9%. On Monday, they slashed it 2.3%, even lower than a month ago. And they're saying they slashed next year's outlook was at 1.7%. They slashed it to 1%. I think as time goes on, they're going to keep slashing the outlook. Everything is showing that we're probably headed towards a recession, and some say we're really already there, but technically we're not, because we haven't had two quarters back-to-back of negative GDP, but it's coming.
When do we get the next quarterly GDP number officially? Because I know the Atlanta Fed, you know, all these guys are talking about it, but when's the next official one?
September,
okay.
We should know the number sooner, but they, for some reason, and I've tried to research this, Steve, why are they waiting so long after the second quarter to report that actual number?
Right.
Do they normally do that? Don't they normally do that? But it's at the end of September. It seems to be a little bit longer than normal for some strange reason. I don't want to get into some conspiracy idea that they're manipulating this and they don't want to tell us the truth. But what, you know, when we get into the actual Fed talking, it clearly shows they're not telling us the truth. That's a problem there.
Yeah, and the Atlanta Fed's been saying all along, hey, second quarter is going to be down, and that would officially put us in a recession. But of course, they're trying to run away from the R word, especially with November on the horizon. We'll keep picking up there with David Fisher, basically a halfway through the year update on Money Monday. We'll welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, spending the full day today with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com, as always, is his website. And when things aren't going so well with the Noble family, generally one of the comments, and my wife, Gina, knows it's coming when I say it. I'll look at her and I'll go, well, and she'll usually, this is what you do, right? After 30 years of marriage, we'll finish each other's sentences. And she's like, oh, don't say it. But I say it anyway. And what I say is, oh, well, are we having fun yet? And that's kind of the way it feels financially this year with the markets. Are we having fun yet? Dow down around 15-ish. The NASDAQ down around 28%-ish. S&P down around 20%. The dollar, crazy enough, up 12.7%. Bitcoin's a train wreck, down 58%. And then gold, which is really holding on well, considering the dollar rocketing up in the last 6 months, gold only down a little less than 5%. So a fascinating situation. And you got the Fed and you got the government and you got interest rates. And if you're trying to buy a house, have fun with that, because interest rates for home loans are skyrocketing. Same with car loans, everything else. If you're carrying a bunch of credit card debt, and you're going to see that in your adjustable rate APR every month, and that's probably going to go to a number that you haven't seen in a long time, and we haven't seen inflation at this level since 1981. So a pretty brutal situation, and just trying to work our way through it and understand what perhaps the second half of the year has in store for us, which is why it's always such a blessing to have David Fisher with us, not just because he knows what he's talking about, but because he's an integral part of the show after all these years, a brother in Christ, and has the Holy Spirit. So that's helpful when we're trying to work through all these crazy things. Anyway, David, it's great to have you on again. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. So I get asked the question a lot, why is the dollar up when this environment is happening this way? So let's connect that dot here, and this will help us understand a lot. So when stocks are falling like they have been, people say, I don't want to have 100% of my money in that market. So they pull their money, a portion of it, or maybe more, to the sideline and goes into a money market account. When that money goes into that money market account, that money market buys treasuries. When the treasury is bought, dollars are bought. When massive amount of money is going into the dollar or any asset class, the market goes up. So that's why the dollar is up so much this year, because tons of money has been sidetracked out of the stock market towards cash. That's why I don't think we're going to see as much in the next 6 months, the dollar rising, because now people are thinking about, well, maybe it's undervalued.
Right.
I heard today on CNBC, two people who are analysts were being scolded by the interviewer saying, a month ago, you were telling people to buy, and 2 months ago, you were telling people to buy, and the positions you told people to buy a month ago, now you're liquidating those. Why is that? I'm not trying to make fun of these people, but just be careful what the president, any administration is saying that's opposite from reality. Be careful what the Fed is saying that's opposite from reality, and be careful what prognosticators are talking about, how much their market is going to go up when it's bleeding like crazy. We're not at the bottom in this thing yet. I'll tell all our listeners we're at the bottom when I think we're there. Not that I'm a guru, I'm not.
Sure.
But I think we're getting closer, but there's unfortunately still more pain. But you're not going to see this big movement in the dollar because a lot of people took their positions out a long time ago, hopefully. If you haven't, I still encourage you to get some money on the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, the question that's being bantered about as I talk about the guy that helps us with our stock market stuff, not the gold side, obviously, but with the regular stock side, you know, when do you get back in? When do you get back in? When do you get back in? And we've gotten very defensive in the last few months. And at one point, gosh, for us personally, I bet you we were 35, 40% in cash. And you just got to, you know, when the winds are blowing like crazy, you pull down the sail and bring the boat back into the harbor. And that's just sometimes you have to do that. So what do you think in terms of looking into the second half of the year, David, that we might see the markets doing?
So I think we're going to see more downturn in stocks because we're headed towards a recession. Richard Kelly, head of the global strategy, TD Securities, a stock guy, says there's a more than 50% now chance of the economy falling into the recession. Here's another company, investment firm Muzinich, and not to be confused with the nose thing. Yeah, the guy says that we will be in a recession at some point. It's not a matter of if, but when. Morgan Stanley is saying when we have this big rally in the dollar, 11%+, historically, 100% of the time, major financial stress in the market and or a recession or both will happen. So right now, Monday was the kickoff of earnings season. 71 companies out of 500 companies of the S&P 500 issued what they think their earnings will be, and those 71 companies were all negative. So we're seeing bad reports. Goldman Sachs is coming out and saying, quote, the world is on a brink of a rather severe recession, end quote. This is a stock brokerage company saying that. If we go into recession, it's horrible for stocks. That's not something they necessarily would want to say, but they are saying it. I could read all kinds of articles. Here's another guy, Graham Summers. He's saying, once the CPI number broke up through 5%, which happened September last year, that triggers every time, 100% over the last 50 years, it triggers a recession.
Wow.
So, history has proven the facts are the technicals.
Yeah.
We have We are the facts saying that what these guys are saying, it's not if we will have a recession, it's more like when and how severe. Historically, recessions last about 19 months. So we haven't officially started it. So think 19 months from now.
Yeah, that's through the end of next year, basically.
The end of the pain will stop.
Yeah, well, our buddy TJ up in Chicago is like the master of the financial one-liners. I think he's got a whole book of these things. He just put on Facebook, best time to catch a falling knife is after it hits the floor.
And hopefully your finger's not on it.
Another great one. Thank you, TJ, for that. So you mentioned that the inflation, obviously the CPI number. So that came out today. That was a rock and roll attention-grabbing headline this morning. 9.1%, worse since what, 1981? And we sit there and go, yeah, we all kind of know that. But the implications of it and how is that filtering out into the real world with individual commodities and things that we buy? How does that affect us personally?
So it makes the Fed raise rates. It's now a 78% chance that the Fed's going to raise rates at the end of this month. There's a 30% chance, three quarters of a point. There's a 30% chance they're going to raise it a full percent. The stock market didn't like the CPI news. That's why it's down today. Actually, it was down a lot more right after the news. It was up about 1%, then it was down 2% almost. So it is a 3% downward swing after this news came out. Gold rallied up, so gold is showing strength. But, you know, where this headed is the Biden administration is now taking on a flurry of criticism. The Heritage Foundation, we've talked about them before, Joel Griffin, who's the economic expert there, he says things are only going to get worse one way or another because of all the government spending. So more problems to come, unfortunately.
Yep, and we'll look at some individual increases in price over the last year to year, because they're brutal, and with winter's going to be here sooner than you know it. So with people with home heating oil and stuff, it's going to be rough. We'll be right back. Have you been in the market for a house? Are you trying to buy a house? Are you trying to get a car? Trying to get a car loan, home loan? And if you're paying attention, hopefully you are. Unfortunately, there's tons of Americans carrying credit card debt. And make sure you're looking at that number, the APR number on your bill. And that's going to show you what's going on, is they're going to jack that up. So we got all kinds of things going on with the rates. And then that's all tied to the Fed and what they decide to do with the rates, which is what we're going to talk about next. Our good friend David Fisher doing a full Money Monday, because we've both been traveling a lot last few weeks here on a Wednesday. Josh asked me earlier today, have you ever done a Money Monday on a Wednesday before? And I said, probably. Just as we get busy every once in a while. The only time I think we haven't done a Money Monday is on a Friday. So we'll have to put that on the list and work our way around to that. We do whatever we need to when we're both busy. And that's I appreciate your flexibility with all that, David, as always. And your friendship and your expertise. It's always great to have you.
Absolutely. If we did on a Friday, that means we would be backwards. We'd be just like Fed and the government, so we fit right on in.
That's exactly right. Speaking of the Fed, trying not to upset everybody. You mentioned it earlier, the odds that the rate's going to go up another 75 basis points. The Fed's been raising interest rates. The big question is, and I think most people would agree, they didn't act fast enough. They're still not acting fast enough to try to deal with it. But what can we expect with the rates, and what's that going to turn around and do to us? What's the deal with all that?
Three quarters of a point next month, maybe a full percent, another three quarters in September, 3.5% by the end of the year. I'm not going to be easy on the Fed, by the way, here in a second. Bill Gross, Bond King, said on Monday the Fed is ignorant. They should be raising rates ASAP to 3.5% right now. He's one of the richest bond guys in the world, second to Jeffrey Gundlach. So he knows, because bonds are reflective of what's really going on in the economy with the Fed. Now, the Fed has a thing called the Fed Beige Book. I commented on this before, but everybody pay attention for a second, because I'm going to get a little bit technical. This is a report that is publicized by the Fed. How this report, the information is gathered, first of all, it's publicized 8 times a year. The information is gathered by 12 Federal Reserve, regional banks, they go and interview people like business leaders, market experts, economists, people on the front lines of the economy. They interview them, they write the data, and they present, those 12 banks present it to the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, and the board. And what happened March of last year in the Beige Book report said, inflation is here. Business leaders were saying, everything's going up. Food's going up. Oil's going up. The Fed came out and said, inflation. A complete lie.
Yeah, totally.
Wasn't even close to the truth. They remained that stance for more than 6 months when all the data, continuing the Fed Beige reports that came out consistently after that, they said just the opposite. There's another report that's coming out, just came out, called the GDP Now service. It's a Federal Reserve service, and it is telling us the economy is flatlining the second quarter, which means recession is here. The Fed is saying there's no recession on the near horizon. Jeez. A complete lie from what the Fed knows the data is saying. So this is why I'm pretty adamant. Don't listen to the Fed right now. They're not telling the truth. Because the truth of the matter is that they really wanted to get inflation under control. The Fed rate should not be 1.5%, which is what it's at now. It should be at 9%, because that's the only way historically you can get the rates, the inflation under control, is get that number above the CPI number, which is 8.6 or 9.1 now. You got to get it up close to that number. The Fed won't do that because it will make our country default on our debt. We'll become completely insolvent. So this is why the Fed is playing this game. They're faking us out, saying we're going to do everything we need to get this under control, knowing they only can do so much to raise rates until they crash the economy, crash the dollar, crash the whole financial system, because people say the government can't pay this thing off anymore, and that's what we're getting to. And I'm not a doomsayer or Chicken Little, but there's things that are happening right now that I never thought would happen in my lifetime. Some news that's coming out, big news articles, big topics. And so this is why we're going to straddle the knife, and it's going to be a painful process for the Fed, for the government, for citizens. We're going to get through this. But it's going to, unfortunately, be a very... It's like a plane that ran out of gas. They're trying to land it without crashing it.
Without crashing.
That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, really difficult. And I was listening to Glenn Beck this morning. They played a pretty significant montage of all the time since Biden got in and his whole team there up at the White House in the West Wing, talking about no inflation, no, it's transitory, it'll be over soon, blah, 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 blah. You know, next year it'll be fine, and we're in next year. And they were just lying through their teeth the whole time. And it's good to know with the Fed Beige Book that information's right there. It's in writing. It's not just some right-wing wacko somewhere hauling off on the Fed because Biden's in the White House. This is actually what they knew to be true. And lied about it. There's really, I'm not going to say they misapplied, but no, they lied. They lied, then they know they lied, and they don't, it doesn't matter to them anymore. They're just manipulating everybody all the time. You just mentioned other big news, other types of subjects. So what other headlines should we kind of be aware of or looking forward to? And then when we come back in the final segment, we'll talk about precious metals and gold and what's going to happen there and how we can use that to help ourselves.
How many minutes before the break do we have?
We got about 3.
Okay, so Biden announced a relief plan for pensions. Remember the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, the COVID thing? $97 billion of that is going to pull a dozen pensions, hopefully, out of the red. It's like let's fill up the 5-gallon bucket, empty bucket with water, and let's pour a cup of water in it. I mean, jeez. CalPERS, I was just in California, they're estimated $200 billion are going to be upside down within 4 years. Oh, this is not going to bail that out. Here's another one. Europe is bracing for the doomsday on July 22nd. What's happening? Monday, Russia turned off the pipe. No gas is going to Europe right now for 10 days, maintenance. The fear is that on the 22nd of July, they're not going to turn it back on because Putin's adamant. You're not going to buy this thing in any other currency but rubles. And they're fighting on this. So They might not turn the valve back on. We're going to watch that. That's a big headline. Wow. How would that affect the United States? Bloomberg News says this would be a doomsday scenario for Europe, and the Wall Street Journal said it would affect the United States immediately. We would see markets go down substantially. The dollar, it would affect everything because we have a global society. When the markets go down in Asia and Europe, usually the U.S. markets are down too. Next topic. Oh, boy. Chinese yuan beginning to chip away at the dollar dominance. UBS Asset Management did a survey of all the central banks. 85% of the central banks said in the survey they have either bought or will invest in the Chinese yuan. They're not selling their gold to do this. They're selling dollars. The dollar holdings have dropped 63% in the same central banks that are buying the yuan. This is the top 30 central banks of the world. And wow. There was a recent, I'll leave it with this, there was a recent meeting, BRICS, which is five countries now, Russia, China, Brazil, India, and South America, all have a currency they use. Now Xi Jinping, the head of China, and Russia, Putin, just met. They all had this big meeting, June 6th it was, I believe, and they said, we want to get this currency called BRICS to the whole world now, and we want it to be used instead or alongside of the U.S. dollar. So there's a big movement. We've never seen this announcement before. The dollar, unfortunately, now I can say confidently, unfortunately, is in trouble.
Yeah, and that's something that we're not, the mainstream media is not talking about that. I haven't heard any conservative media talking about it. China's kind of in the background, comes up every once in a while. I think about Taiwan, but and some COVID stuff here and there, but nobody's really talking about this openly. This is kind of all brewing in the background.
Just like the Fed Beige Book is not talked about openly, right. But the Fed puts it together. It is a realistic thing. You have to go through some websites that are not mainstream news, but I usually get this information, this news that I report on your program, I usually get it 1 to 3 days before mainstream starts reporting it.
Yeah.
It is not a hot topic or one that is wanting to be talked about, but once you gather more steam, it will be in mainstream news.
Yeah, and that's, again, anything that's going to eventually chip away at the power of the dollar is going to affect us all as America increasingly is being taken down off of her pedestal, and we're going to have to get used to that. That's just the future that's before us, but if you are in Christ like David and I hope you are, then that's all temporary, and we deal with it, and it's serious now, and it affects our neighbors now, both here and around the world, but eventually we don't have to talk about this stuff at all, which will be awesome, and we'll all be together in heaven forever. Me and David, and hopefully you as well. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Good to be with you, and looking forward to finishing up our conversation with David. We're going to talk about kind of the role of gold and all that. We've been looking at the year as we're kind of halfway through now. We're going to look at the second half of the year for gold, precious metals, and then how do we kind of take advantage of that with gold performing differently than what the market's doing as kind of a hedge, or like the ballast underneath the boat when the sail's up above the water, or the teeter-totter, as I like to mention every once in a while. That's just diversifying and trying to have some diversification to your account. So we're going to have that conversation with David. And then tomorrow, we'll be back with a Theology Thursday with our good buddy, Dr. Sam Horn, who's absolutely brilliant. So I'm excited to see what we're going to do there tomorrow, and he'll let me know, and he's writing a blog post for that, so we kind of use that as the guide for tomorrow. And then Friday, my good friend Michelle Woodhouse will be in, and she's just got she's getting some great guests coming in. She's very well connected, so she's going to come in, and that'll be her first time behind the mic, just like it was for Matthew Winslow, who did a great job. So she's got a couple of great people coming in tomorrow. One is on Friday. The name of the book is In Trump's Shadow by David Drucker, who's just an incredibly gifted conservative political pundit, communicator, and author. He'll be great. So he's on Friday. As well as this one, this will be awesome. Peggy Grand, who wrote The President Will See You Now. That was her memoir, My Stories and Lessons from Ronald Reagan's Final Years. She was a part of the Reagan administration. So that'll be awesome. So that's going to happen on Friday with Michelle Woodhouse. And then we'll be back at it. It'll be mostly me next week. So still a lot going on. Summertime, things can be a curveball here and there, but we'll get back to kind of a normal schedule here in the next few weeks. But today, finishing up our conversation with our good friend David Fisher, LandmarkGold.com is his website, as always, LandmarkGold.com. Speaking of that, David, what are we going to see gold do, gold and silver, precious metals in the second half of the year? And then how can we use these things to our advantage, given how crazy the markets are with inflation and recession and everything else coming our way?
So let's talk about what a couple people are saying in reference to this. How about Goldman Sachs? Goldman Sachs says gold, the price targeting for gold at $2,500 by the end of the year. Bloomberg Intelligence is saying we're going to have a flashback of gold to $2,000 in the second half of 2022. I've quoted a lot of other people. So the index for gold, which is not physical gold,
right?
But just like there's different stocks out there, and I'm not going to go through all these products, but there's, you know, there's the Dow index, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. Those are indexes, but those are not individual stocks. Gold has an index. It's the spot. So does silver. But that's not the physical market. And there's different markets that do different things. Here's a weird fact. So gold spot is down 5%, while a physical market that a lot of my clients have been getting into, it's called the generic gold index, that's up 11.6%, completely opposite of a paper index. Why? Because physical gold is being bought relentlessly right now. I've had so many calls Monday, Tuesday, and today with gold being and silver at these lower levels when people thought they were much higher, are adding to their portfolio. Speaking of silver, silver index is down almost 19%. But the physical market, a Morgan dollar market in an investment, has gone up by index year-to-date 6.5%. So opposite of these paper markets, the physical markets have gone up. Why? Supply and demand. The demand has been over the top. The supply is finite. You can't make these certain products anymore because they've already been made. And I'm not recommending certain products on the radio. That's an individual choice. We do that with a thing called the financial blueprint. We go over that, and we go over all the four different markets, their benefits, their drawbacks. We explain what they are. So this is why we're all based upon education, because people perish for lack of knowledge and wisdom spiritually. They also do that financially. So we are, you know, big on education, empowering people with that. So we encourage people to, you know, learn. We got an investment packet. We have a report on the bail-in. We think we're going to see higher prices in gold and silver, but if you took, that might sound self-serving on my part, because that's what I do as my career. But take me out of it. Every week there's somebody else that joins the club says gold and silver is going to make some big moves by the end of the year. And then if we see these things like a shutdown in oil, we see the dollar starting to be sold, and we see the dollar being challenged with the yuan or the Russian ruble or all these other things that are up and coming, you will see the dollar take a fall, not collapse, but go down. You will see a rise in gold and silver. And so we encourage people to, you know, get informed. You also can, I got a brand new, some new YouTube videos. I just put one up here a couple weeks ago. I got another one coming up, another one right after that. So if you like what you're hearing today and you want to hear more, go to YouTube, type in Landmark Capital. You'll find us. Start hearing about that. You can learn about the bail-in. You can see how much money they printed. It's just insane. But education is power and knowledge, and we encourage you to do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it is education really is the key. And I think a lot of people, David, are just, you know, we kind of, it's amazing what we get used to. And you're like, okay, this is what I've always done. And, you know, I listen to Dave Ramsey, and he just tells me to buy mutual funds, and they go up 10% every year. Blah, blah, blah. And you got to throw all that stuff out the door anymore, because that's just old, antiquated thinking. And you have to get educated with this, whether you have a little or a medium or a few people have a lot. We're in very complicated and dangerous waters, which more education is always the point. By the way, I just put the link up for the YouTube channel, the Landmark Capital YouTube channel on Facebook Live. But if you just go to YouTube or just put Landmark Capital YouTube in the Google search box, you'll pull it right up. But that's education. And is that the process that a lot of people go through, David, when they first contact you? It's like, okay, I don't really know anything about this, which is my story. So you just kind of start in the shallow end of the pool and go from there. Isn't that essentially what happens?
Your story is the same story almost everybody, I'd say close to 98% of everybody has that contacts our company. And so we believe that we should start out with education. If somebody wants to call me and say, I want to buy today, I tell them no. I say, let's get a packet to you.
Yeah, hold on.
Let's put the brakes on. Yeah. Let's learn about this. Let's get you informed, because it's a process, not a difficult one. But, you know, you would never get on a bike with never riding a bike before and expect to know how to ride a bike without ever somebody telling you how to do it. You crash. Same thing with a car. Same thing with the first time buying a home. The first time is there's a lot of fear with first time. There's buying gold. There's an element of fear, just like buying stocks, just like buying a home or anything. Or getting behind the wheel of a car. All that goes away once you learn about it, and if you follow through with what your spirit is saying, I need to learn about this. And if that makes sense to your spirit, and we should put some money into this, and usually you need to talk to your husband, your wife, so that you're in agreement and you're in balance, and you follow through with that, more than likely your spirit is going to be right, because it's the same mechanism that tells you to buy eggs at the grocery store when you don't have it on your list, but you buy it, you follow through with that, and you get home and your wife says, oh, I forgot to put eggs on my list.
Right.
I already took care of that, honey. I felt the drawing to do this. Some people call that the Holy Spirit. I would sense that that's what that is. And so follow what your spirit is telling you. And I'm good. If people said, my spirit's telling me I don't think I need any gold, I don't need to call Landmark Capital, I'm totally 100% good with that.
Sure, of course.
But I've not found anybody that ever has called my company that said, I'm not good talking with you anymore because gold is not for me. That has happened maybe in 28 years, I can count on one hand. But do everybody invest? No. And we don't, you know, sell your phone number, chase you down, or any of that. We don't do any of that nonsense, no pressure. You will never be told you need to buy gold or silver. That decision is yours, but we believe in relationship and education. And investing is just as simple as this. Looking into the future, seeing how things will possibly change more than likely, and moving your money accordingly, portion of it to 7, a portion to 8, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you.
And again, these things, whether we're talking about silver or gold, the stock market, the economy in general, there is a history there that you can look at and go, okay, we know the factors, and you plug the factors in, you can kind of see where things are going and see what happens in the past. And so that's part of it as well. It wasn't nearly as complicated as I expected it to be. Catherine on Facebook Live had a good basic, this is a really good basic question. Do you get physical gold through the mail?
Yes, everybody gets physical gold through the mail. We have a FedEx account, corporate account. We have insurance. We're responsible for it. You get it. You sign for it. You'll get an email from FedEx as you're tracking. They don't know what they're sending you.
Right.
Because we send it. And our name, my name and Marianne's name is on it, not Landmark Capital. So it's totally private. No Brinks truck comes with red lights and flashing and say, look at, hey, you know.
It's happening at the neighbor's house today.
Yeah. Millions and millions of dollars we send out every year the same way. We've never had a package get lost.
Wow.
Never been an issue. 100%. You can roll over your 401k, roll over your IRA. Also have physical gold. So we can talk about that too. I encourage you to call my company, because the facts are the facts. We are going to have a recession. The Fed can't fix this. The government's spending money, and this is going to turn into a mess before it gets better. And the mess might be the biggest problem in our life.
So you mentioned just calling or people get more information. How do they do that again?
844-604-2575. Again, 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend. As always, great to have you on. Thank you for sharing with us and helping to educate us. We look forward to talking to you next week on Monday. I'll be back to a normal time.
Sounds great, my brother. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Great. Have a great week. We'll talk to you real soon. David Fisher, excellent and helpful as always, landmarkgold.com. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.